Welcome to Human Connections, an oral history podcast program curated by students in the Literary Arts Department at Mississippi School of the Arts. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, afternoon, evening, or night, depending on when you listen to this. Today, I will be providing an interview with a veteran who served in our United States Air Force, my mom. I know a bit about my mom's time in the military, mostly the funnier, interesting tidbits of the stories, but she was also enlisted in the military for 20 years, so I know there are a lot of stories yet untold and things she has not yet shared with people. She was the first person I thought about interviewing when this podcast idea was first announced, and I am positive I made the right decision asking her. She has seen a lot throughout her life, and even though we are two very different people, I still value all of the experiences she has had. This interview took place on 12/14/2021 over phone call. I hope you enjoy it.
My name is Julie Diane Kelly.
Amazing. What war you served during and your branch of service?
I was enlisted in the United States Air Force from 1983 to 2004. I was an X-ray tech. I was never deployed to a war, but I was enlisted during the first Desert Storm event in the Middle East.
2004, that's the year I was born. That's crazy.
Yeah, well, that's why I decided I was done.
Nice. I was the deciding factor. Good to know.
Right.
Where did you live in your time at the military, being in the military?
So you go through basic training in San Antonio, Texas. I don't know. It's like 6 or 8 weeks long. You just live in a dorm with 49 other women. And you learn how to march, and you learn how to wear your uniform, and you learn how to salute, and, you know, all that kind of jazz. Then I moved to Wichita Falls, Texas, to go to X-ray school. 3 months of classroom work only. Then I was transferred to Travis Air Force Base in Vallejo, California, and I did an 18-month training where it's book work and, you know, patient care.
Oh, wow.
Right? Then I was transferred back to Lackland Air Force Base for, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years.
Jeez. Okay.
Then I went back to Travis Air Force Base for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And then my 10th year in the military, I switched from active duty to the reserves. But it's not like the traditional reserves where you go once a month and 2 weeks out of the year. My reserve component was, because I was a certified X-ray tech, I could find a hospital that needed an X-ray tech, go there and do, I had to do 21 days a year, but I could do it whenever I wanted. I could do 21 in a row. I could do 2 here and there. But at the end of a 365-day rotation, you had to have worked 21 days for the military. So that reserve program for me started in Salt Lake City at a base called Hill Air Force Base. I did my reserve time at Hill Air Force Base while I worked full-time at the University of Utah Health Sciences Center and went to school part-time. After your dad and I decided to leave Salt Lake City, moved to Streeter, Illinois.
Woo!
Did work down in Belleville, Illinois. It's in the very southern end of Illinois. And that's where I finished out the 20 years. When the year you were born, it was my 21st year. So I decided that I you know, I'd done my 20 years, so I have a brand new baby. I want to play with the baby. I don't want to do all these part-time jobs and part-time school and full-time jobs. So I just had one job, one kid.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So in the beginning, why did you join the military, just in general?
Well, in general, I was tired of having to follow all the rules at my parents' home, and I didn't want to go to college. I worked at JCPenney's at the jewelry department.
Ooh.
And I just started to get more and more annoyed with my parents and their lack of appreciation that I was, you know, growing up. I still had to do all, you know, still pretty controlling. So I just decided, well, screw it. I'll go in the military, because my parents were both, had been in, my dad was in the military when I went into the military, and my mom had done some time in the military as well. So that was really the only reason. I told everybody it was because I wanted to learn how to be an X-ray tech and earn money for college. But the real reason was I wanted to be on my own, but I needed, you know, I needed a good job. Mm-hmm. I needed somebody to kind of take care of me still. So that's why I decided the military. Not a bad place to go when you don't have a skill. They'll teach you the skill.
So you were like, there are too many rules over here. Let me go to the military where there are no rules.
Well, you're right. There are a lot of rules, but the rules apply to everyone.
That's fair.
I have a younger sister named Angie. I didn't think the rules were equal between the two of us. And I also didn't see any of my other friends with all of these, you know, strict rules and guidelines and all of that. So I'm okay with rules if it applies to everyone and they're black and white. You know, not one day yet you have to do it this way, but the next day you have to do it this way. I don't operate real well with that. I operate better with number one, number two, number three, number four, and it doesn't change ever.
Yep. So speaking of why you joined, why did you pick the Air Force specifically to join?
Because my parents had both, you know, granddad was in the Air Force, and my mom was one of the first 500 female officers in the Air Force. But back in the 60s, when a female officer got pregnant.
Here's one of my favorite parts of the interview. This interview went on for a while, so bear with me.
Pretty easy. Was there anything that you would do for, like, you know, like, good luck? Like, if you were, I don't know, because you said you went through school, so, like, if you were going to go take a test, would you do anything for good luck, or were you just confident that you studied enough?
Oh, Lord, no. I failed a ginormous physics test in that. Remember when I told you about that Wichita Falls, the 3-month book-only course?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I almost didn't graduate because I failed a physics test. And it was, oh, Lord, even to think about it today, it was awful. Mm-hmm. So I just had to study and study. I mean, 12 hours a day to study. To try to, you know, teach myself these. You know how you and I talk when you learn more, when you connect with the teacher?
Yeah.
Well, right. But the physics teacher, instructor, was a jerk. So I just couldn't get it. And physics isn't the easiest thing in the world.
Oh, no.
So, but I finally passed by the skin of my teeth. And so then I got to move on. But after that, when I lived in Salt Lake City, Utah, at one trip when I went home to see my mom and dad, I got a Buckeye from, you know, Ohio is the Buckeye state.
Right.
So I have, and I still have the Buckeye today. And so when I started to go to college and I had to take a test, I'd take the Buckeye with me and it would be in my purse or pocket or whatever. And it's still in my jewelry box today. So yeah. That's probably, so you're 17. So that's probably.
And here's another moment I really enjoyed. I hope you enjoy the porch ambiance.
Expressive and know how to, I mean, you were signing at 2.5 or 3 years old, so you were a smart kid. So it was easy to, you just wanted to do everything. You were okay trying everything.
Oh, great. Did your military experience influence your thinking about war or the military in general?
Did what?
Did your experience in the Air Force influence any of your thinking about, like, how the U.S. has been fighting wars or the military in general and, like, the structure of it?
So, you know, when I told you I was on active duty when Desert Storm and Desert Shield started, so mm-hmm. that was the start of the war that we've just ended 20 years ago. I was in the military. I was on active or in the reserves when that started. So for 20 years, your entire life, we have been at war in the Middle East. So I have to be grateful to the military because they taught me a great skill. I learned a lot of good life lessons. I partied a lot, but still was in a safe environment. I got to experience a lot of things. But the fact is, the military's purpose is to protect the country, and in some instances, protecting the country.
First off, I would like to thank my mom more than anything. She is such a strong and resilient woman. This interview barely covers how interesting her life has truly been. This is simply one part, albeit a very important part, of her journey. Thank you, Mom, for everything you've done for me. This interview made me aware of so many things I didn't know previously. I am amazed and I am in awe. I hope you listeners are as well, considering that that's the whole point of the podcast. I hope this was a small view into a less battle-centered Air Force that all of you can enjoy. Maybe this will encourage you to ask your family about their times in the military, or simply stories they'll never forget.
Thank you for joining us as we present and preserve important voices in our community. More episodes are on the way. In the meantime, follow the Literary Department on Instagram at msa.literary. We rise, we fly, we shine.